Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. I'm your host, John Workman, and today is yet another glorious day of the 30 Days of Cody, which you've probably already figured that out by now. If you've listened to the last 12 or so episodes, you know exactly what's going on, but I just got to keep reminding for all those that are new out, that are brand new to the podcast, that have never heard this before. And what we're doing this month is one episode per day to teach you what Cody is all about, to show you the kind of questions that you can ask Cody, the resource in the form of an app to ask questions about electrical issues, electrical knowledge, code, other various things that you need to know to be the best electrician you'd be, because as the tagline goes, asking questions shouldn't be ugly, just ask Cody. So anyways, here is today's question that we're going to ask Cody. Does a furnace or central heat need its own branch circuit? Cody, waiting for Cody's response, and here is Cody's answer. Yes, refer to Article 422.12 in the National Electrical Code, and make sure to note the two exceptions. There are a couple of pieces of related equipment that can be attached to the same circuit. So, as always, I recommend when Cody gives you an answer, if it is a code-related answer, make sure and go to the code book and just confirm and clarify for yourself and make sure you understand what you're doing. Cody is a reference tool and not the ultimate authority. Cody is not and will never claim to be the authority having jurisdiction. So thanks for tuning in. Head over to electricianslibrary.com/Cody. electricianslibrary.com/CODEY and learn all about the things that Cody has in store for you. I'm your host, John Workman. Till tomorrow, stay grounded.